Hey everyone, Rod Kirby here, filmmaker and host of The Rod Kirby Show. I just want to give you a quick update on the show, just to let you know what's coming up in the month of December. First is filmmaker Jessica B. Smith, who wrote, produced, and starred in her first feature film. And she actually recently adapted the film into a series for Amazon Prime. So I really enjoyed my interview with Jessica B. Smith. And we talked about a lot of different topics, but one thing that was very important and very crucial that we talked about was the importance of treatments and producing treatments for film projects and for series that you are working on. So here's Jessica B. Smith talking about the importance of treatments. Enjoy. I want to go back to your treatment, because I think, thank you so much for you know, even just saying that you had a treatment that was ready and you had a script that was ready, because I want people to understand, again, you got to be ready. You know, you have to be ready for when success comes knocking at your door or an opportunity comes knocking at your door. You know, you can't wait to get ready when people want your stuff right then and there.
Right.
So your treatment, and for anyone that's watching that doesn't understand, a treatment, as far as I understand it, it's really just a kind of overview of your story.
Yes.
And it has your synopsis, it has your log line, it has a character breakdown, usually has, if it's going to be for TV, usually has a little description of each episode and how the arc of the series, yes, or the season is going to be. Mm-hmm. What was in your treatment and how did you kind of structure it?
Well, see, at the time I only had the movie. I did not have the series.
Okay.
Yeah. It didn't exist yet. It was in process, right? Mm-hmm. It was still coming together. So my treatment was basically the log line, which mm-hmm. I've already said, it was my pitch. So the log line to give you the short, like, to just pull you in. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I, you know, gave the genres, a romantic comedy. And then after that, I went into the synopsis. Just like you said, I did the overview of everything. So in the treatment, you can't hide information. See, what people need to understand is, okay, you got this movie. They don't necessarily have time to watch your movie, right?
Right, right. So
let me see it on paper, because by just looking at it on paper, I can tell if that's something I want to watch or not. That's mm-hmm. what a treatment does, you know? And for the TV, like you said, you can make a treatment for the first episode, the pilot episode, and a series Bible or a story Bible for the TV show, which is everything that Rod just said. And people can tell, like Shonda Rhimes, when she did Grey's Anatomy, she got that off of her pitch mm-hmm. and her story Bible. I actually went and read her story Bible, and it was actually really, really good. The story Bible to Grey's Anatomy, where it basically does what we just said. It gives you the pitch, and then it gives you a summary of the show, what's going to mm-hmm. happen, breakdown of each character, and within that character breakdown, the kind of arc of their individual stories. And then after that, like your future ideas for future shows, future seasons, just briefly summarized.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, dang, Shonda, this is good. I would have wanted to produce this too.
Yeah.
So that's what was in my treatment. It was just a full breakdown of the movie. What happened? I don't want to give it away on here because, you know, some of you might go watch the movie Elrose, which I hope you do. But in the treatment, I gave away everything. I told the beginning, mm-hmm. the conflicts, the climatic moment, the resolution to the climatic moment. So in your treatment, it is not the place to hold back information of, oh, no, well, I'm not going to tell them this so they got to watch it. No, your treatment, give it away in your treatment. And they'll decide, oh, this sounds good. I want to see this. This sounds good on paper. Now let me see how it looks visually, if it's already produced. But then even if you didn't produce it, you could have something, a treatment, where that will make someone want to produce your work. They're like, oh God, this treatment is good. Yeah, we want to produce this. We're going to option this.
Absolutely. You know? Now, I'm also talking to writer and director Clayton Tony L, who will be discussing his screenwriting process and the development of his film, Suburban Jungle. So I actually found and connected with Tony over Instagram. Love his content. Love his, I saw a trailer for his film. It looked pretty awesome. Really excited to talk to him. I'll be actually interviewing him on next week, I believe. So get ready for that interview in the middle of December. And of course, I'll have more filmmaking and screenwriting tips, advice, and content to keep you inspired as we head into the new year. Speaking of which, what do you want to accomplish in 2022? What's your goals for 2022? My goal is, of course, to have this show blow up and be even bigger and better and have more guests and bring you more filmmaking content and inspiration and advice and tips, things that will help you grow as an artist. So what do you want to do in 2022? We'll get into that next month when I do a special episode talking about our goals and goal setting and objectives and all that good stuff. So this Thanksgiving, I'm just thankful for your continued support of the show. Please share this episode as well as other episodes with your friends or anyone in the your local filmmaking communities. I really want to connect with other filmmakers outside of my own network to expand the reach of the show and to really just help people and be a platform to help and assist people as they continue to grow as filmmaking artists. So thank you. I hope you have a great, safe, and a happy Thanksgiving. And I will talk to you all next time. Peace out.